Hey, Zach, I see that you got it. It should be 14 pages.
Yep, I got it. I just packaged it. I had just one last question for you. Would you happen to know a ballpark of what the balance is with the national funding loan right now?
No. Like I said, we would kind of have to go backwards on there.
Okay. Maybe even just like a guesstimation of some sort. Or if you could tell me when you took it out, I could kind of figure it out.
Well, it tells you right there on the form I sent you.
Okay.
On the contract.
Okay, I'm going to figure that out, and I'll have your...
It should be the... Okay.
And I'll have it over...
Because right now, I have to get out of the house because they're going to fog it.
Gotcha. And then one last question. How much were you looking for? Like, what would be beneficial for the business to keep you guys doing what you're doing?
Besides paying them off?
Yeah.
At least another $10,000.
So maybe looking for 30, 35?
Mm-hmm. 40 would be nice. That way I can... bring up our taxes up to date or your taxes. Do you have enough to, mainly my concern is getting a certified accountant, you know.
Yeah, CPA, get a CPA, yeah.
And getting our records and profit and loss and everything taken care of.
Okay,
that's my priority. And then he can work on, you know, taxes and everything else.
Perfect. So I'm going to submit your file to underwriting right now. More than likely, I don't know if we'll have feedback today. If anything, it'll be first thing Monday morning. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Dan. Well, I appreciate
like
it.
I said, today, we have to be gone for a little bit here, and by the time I get back, you've already been gone. And but if you find anything, just go ahead and email me.
Sure.
But anything else?
Yeah, I think we're all set though, and we should have feedback for you Monday morning.
Okay. But okay. Do you need anything else? But like I said, the main concern is for me to get a
CPA.
CPA.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much this guy's going to cost me. I already found one. I don't know how much he's going to cost me. I think as long as I put all the input into like QuickBooks or something, he'll do the profit and loss for me.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So we'll get to...
Yeah, because it always costs people putting in the input into there. And I can do that myself.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to be charged for that. But, you know, I'm going to submit everything right now, and hopefully we'll have some good news for you on Monday.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, and enjoy your weekend. Try to relax a little bit, and then we'll talk soon.
Yeah, I'm going to be able to relax, I tell you. It looks already, it's getting, I think we're going to have a real good weekend.
Oh, good.
It's not a holiday or anything.
That's awesome.
These people, I've gotten riled up, I tell you.
Good for you, man. Well, that's awesome. That's great news. So when I talk with you on Monday, I want to hear that it was an awesome weekend.
I know it will be. I can already tell it.
Cool. I'm glad to hear that.
It's happening the same thing I did last year when I had my surgery and everything. I come back and I have a lot of, I'm more positive. I have energy. That's what my manager was telling. He goes, when you come back after your surgery and you have full energy and you're positive, he says, our business just picks up.
That's awesome. You know what? And I think that is a tribute to things, you know, just the way that you're feeling and the way what you project, it comes back to you.
Yeah, because, you know, like I told you, we've already put like 25,000-30,000 in that back bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I got to start getting some of that money back.
Yeah, it's got to start making it turn a profit for you.
Yeah. And I need another cooler. I mean, I have a lot of assets and a lot of coolers and, you know, that stuff too. You know, I can't lose all that.
Right.
I've invested too much already.
Okay, and you said that you may need another cooler. You know, if you know our first transaction goes well, we also do equipment financing. That's actually our specialty product. We have extraordinarily low rates on that. So, you know, down the road, maybe we could assist you in bringing on that new cooler as well.
Well, yeah, the cooler, I only need one. Well, I really need two, but one would be really good just to because we're starting to sell a lot more specialty beers and premium alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, that type, because we're getting a whole different clientele, you know.
You guys serving more like microbrews and stuff like that, or like things of that nature?
Well, you know, like Angry Orchard and Abita and Guinness and, you know, the premier beers.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Do you, out your way, I know in San Diego we have like a really big craft beer scene. Is the same kind of thing out there by you guys?
Not much here, more like Austin.
Yeah, I've heard Austin has a really huge craft beer scene. I was just curious. It's exploding.
I'm sorry, it's just I'm in a rush to get out of the house here. And
all right, don't let me keep you.
And but yeah, we do. we're just have a larger. I have a lot of inventory.
Gotcha.
I don't want to sell it cheap, and I way order. I just knew that somehow this pretty soon prices would go up and economy down.
Yeah.
So this is pretty much my rainy day fund. That's why I think I overspend.
Gotcha. Hey Dan, don't let me keep that. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Don't let me keep you though. I know you're trying to get out of the house, but we'll talk on Monday, okay? And have a great weekend.
Okay. Unless you find something this afternoon, give me a call.
Yeah, I'll give you a call, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.